Come on now, work that sucker to death.
I am so no, not sure how it goes.
work that sucker to death.
Ho! Rock it.
It ain't no work that sucker to death.
Work that sucker to death.
Turn quack ducker to set.
Keybird Triple. We had the Stardust Speedway, the US remix from Sonic Generations. It is a quality track. I love that so much. It's probably one of the music tracks that I've used the most on Sonic Generations when it comes to changing tracks somewhere. Then before that we had Baby Metal and Doki Doki Morning. If you've never listened to that before, it's a heavy metal track apparently. Well, it is, apparently I've listened to it. T-Bird tells me that the singers in the band are 11, 12 and 13. And then before that we had Xavier and Work That Sucker to Death, which you might have recognised. Because the voice sample is used in one of the Sonic CD boss fights. Kind of sounds like a late night radio show host playing all those sexy tunes for Haw. I could so do that. Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just been listening to the greatest love songs in the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise. It is 2:18, the skies are dark, and the fog is still close to the ground, yet we're still here, playing you the music that you want to hear to get you through those long, long nights when you're not in bed, where all the warm people are in bed. And instead you're sat in a chair, in front of a PC, listening to me, going on and on, and feeling now quite tired. I could just go to sleep. Casey's been making a Segaphone album artwork purely because he needs something to keep himself awake. T-Bird got to play Sonic CD with Tails. Tails CD. Yes. My nickname is now Segaphone Hour 4. Really? That's a surprise. Thanks for that, I honestly didn't know. Alright, let's have a look. Let's have a look through some of my mentions because I think it's about time we get some more remixes in. I've played those, that's fine. That's not a remix. Bit more Ollie King, why not? We've never had enough. Not had enough Ollie King yet. And I don't think the song that's been requested, I don't remember playing it. Probably have, I just can't remember. Sonic CD that we just had. You know, I've got like all this music. It's not all Sonic stuff, so feel free to request stuff that isn't Sonic. Let's see, have I got endless? I have unfortunately got endless possibilities. Ugh, Jesus. Defec robot fight. Retropop, this is easy. Every week should be 24-hour broadcast. Really? No. No, 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 no. Play something random from World of Illusion. World of Illusion? There's one. So yes, obviously, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to donate if you want to donate money to the Segaphone, you need to be going to justgiving.com/Segaphone. And, donating some monies. So, apparently, So I'm told, T-Bird should now be owing us £5 for the music that we have played him. So that'd be nice. I'll wait for that to go through. Don't forget to press the gift aid button as well. Oh, Rory has given us picture number 5. Radio Sega, raise money for children in need. Send your beautiful cash at justgiving.com/Segaphone. I'm named after Frozen Desert, and I approve this message with my cold dead eyes. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. It's good. like them. If I was keeping you awake, then by all means, just keep on going. This is quality stuff. Quality stuff. So yes, we are indeed. Actually, it's kind of funny. The hours seem to be going quicker now because we are now getting close to 4.5 hours. It doesn't feel that long ago since I actually started. Since I pressed play on the next stream recording for. These next 2 hours. Oh, another bout of retweeting that needs to be done. Retweet. Terrible puns are always nice, Mr. Max Firestorm. I don't mind terrible puns, to be quite honest with you, as long as they're done in good spirit, which I believe this one is. It's kind of obvious that, you know, things are starting to quieten down a bit. I don't think it's too much longer until the Australian people will turn up, to be quite honest with you. We obviously can get more money off those.
Yay!
Oh, you broke the corner of your eye pocket. How did you manage that? That's a curious question. Is it an iPod 3, 3GS, 4, 4S? Oh, it's a third gen iPod. Oh, it's an iPod, it's not an iPhone. Why am I thinking iPhone? So how long is this Segaphone on for? 24 hours. It says in the actual IRC header page at the top. Welcome to RadioSega.net's chat room. Listen to Radio Sega's 24-hour Segaphone. So we've been on for about 4.5 hours. So there's 19.5 hours to go. Pretty straightforward, really. You know, not at all difficult to figure out or anything. Yeah, we're going all the way up to 10 PM tomorrow evening. Roy Raccoon, I never read the headers. Nah, well, you can always learn something if you read headers to stuff, like, you know, news document, like. Oh, would you believe that's like 4.5 hours? The first time I've yawned. Magic stuff. Oh, hello. I've got a message. I'm getting some. Get some requests coming through, but I don't actually have links for it. Oh, word. IGN have just linked to an article about a hybrid live action animated Lego movie coming out in 2014. Oh, my word. The studio between the Harry Potter and Batman franchises is banking on Lego being their next big movie tentpole. Oh lord. That does not sound like fun at all. I don't think I'm interested in that. Oh, Mr. Retro Bob. Hello, Retro Bob. Asking if I'm drinking plenty of water. Still got Pepsi, dude. So, I'm alright. When I run out of Pepsi, then I'm going to be a bit of a problem. You missed out the expletive, so I take it you can't swear. Well, I suppose you can. I'm just trying to be mindful of the fact that it's kind of different times. Different times of day, like, all around the world. So, you know. It's what's the best thing to try and do anyway. I don't mind swearing. I mean, I could quite easily just say, like, fuck, shit, bollocks, you know, that kind of thing. But let's be fair, it's, you know, it's not quite late night everywhere in the world. It's quite, you know, it could be like mid-afternoon somewhere or early morning. You know, we could have kids waking up to go to school. And and all of a sudden, you know, they hear that, and it's all a bit disgusting, really. I still do it though. T-Bird has donated monies. Fantastic. That's good to see. Oh, I like some of these messages that I'm getting on this page. I do hope I get to keep the page when it's closed, so I can just relive all the messages again. Rory says kids swear more than anyone, you silly sod. School on a Sunday. Sunday school? Oh yeah, Sunday school. I forgot about the fact that this is Sunday tomorrow. Silly me. 6:26 PM, where Mr. Awesome is. Where are you? America, I'm presuming. Can I take a random guess and say somewhere like Boston? In Boston? Massachusetts? I don't know. Am I even anywhere near? You know, is it not like the other side of America? Is it even America? Could be somewhere random. I have no idea. I'm just, you know, clutching at straws, really. Anyway, we've got some requests coming through. We've got Ollie King, Sonic Unleashed, and someone wanted World of Illusion. But the World of Illusion track's only like a minute and a half long. So I'm going to take the liberty to put another track on after that. So you get 4 music tracks for the price of 3. Lucky, lucky people. That said, you've already had like 2.5 hours extra with me anyway, so...
stand tall. Stand up to the winner now. You can defeat him. Your cold eyes, your heart burns like a fire now as you receive him. Taking it away from all that came before you. As his grit takes a hold of you, you can't escape. Forget all the rules that they taught you as you make your play. Oh,
I think it's safe to say that Roy Raccoon's drawings that he's drawing for us in the IRC and subsequently tweeting. Well, number one, they're not bringing any donations in, but number two, they're getting more and more disturbing as the evening goes on, which is odd. I'm not quite sure if I fear just yet for what the future holds as far as these pictures go, but needless to say, I'm looking forward to bracing myself. 7% saying it's got three versions of Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. I think I've only got one. Let me have a look. Should be able to tell you. I have only got the one. It looks like it's the Mega Drive version. The one. I can't imagine they're overly different. So we're actually 15 minutes away from the end of another hour, which is surprising. The time does seem to be going pretty quickly now, which is something. I don't think we'll be going through this quickly, but it looks like we are. Roy's just gone. You know it will be porn later if people don't donate. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. We could be in trouble. So, you know, you've got a threat there. If you want to see Sonic drawings of the Rule 34 variety, then obviously don't donate. Otherwise, you know, get donating. T-Bird just mentioned in the RC something that we'd noticed a couple of hours back, but I think due to his train journey he wouldn't have known. All of the 20th anniversary sets in Japan have sold out, to the point where even June didn't get in, or even get to order one. It's fine, really, it seemed to me the money for it. I was going to buy the 3DS one, to be quite fair, which is like £65. If I ever want one now, it is clearly going to be an awful lot more expensive. I'm just kind of hoping that Jess got a pre-order in at the minute. T-Bird to eBay. Oh, look at that. Hayley has just tweeted a picture of her listening to Radio Sega's 24-hour Segathon, Radio Sega, on her mobile phone. It's a Nokia. Ooh, that's very pretty. I've not seen a Nokia before. Radio Sega. We're still doing alright, actually. Listening numbers at the minute, we're 33 people. Still had a high of 41, so that's pretty big. T-Bird, I'll just have to kill a small Japanese child to get one. Well, if he was in China, you'd get away with it, because, you know, if nobody's seen that video of the little girl who got run over by like two trucks. All the people just seem to walk past her and ignore her. It's awful stuff, actually. It's just really, really terrible. But if you've not seen that video, obviously I'm not going to link you to it on YouTube. But it certainly makes you appreciate life a bit more. You know, when you... Someone by the name of Pro1137 on Twitter has just sent, "Look, I tweeted, haha, say something about me, haha." Hello, just said something about you. You've got a picture of Tails, and you're from New York, so, good evening, I suppose. Inferno, is there a collector's edition of Sonic Generations for the 3DS? There was, and that sold out as well. The Japanese collector's edition was on all formats, and it sold out. As far as actual in the Western world goes, there isn't one. I think it's just a game on its own. But the Japanese one was all three formats, and all three formats have sold out. By the looks of things, because it was the 3DS version that I was actually going to buy, because it was cheaper. It's about £20 cheaper than the 360 or the PS3 version. Matthew's going now. He's going to be trying to stay tuned in on the phone. That's going to kill the battery, dude. But okay then. Thanks for being around, and we'll catch you in the morning. Well, hopefully I'm allowed to be a bit more animated because people will be awake. It's 2:50 a.m. on Sunday, the 13th of November, 2011. It is now 5 days until The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword comes out on the Wii. Yes! Awesome. It's also, if you're into that kind of thing, lol at failure, there you go. Lol at you. It's also 5 days until LEGO Harry Potter Years 5 to 7 come out. And I'm going to buy it, I think, because I've got Years 1 to 4, but there's a collector's edition of Years 1 to 4, and they've not done one of 5 to 7, which I'm a bit gutted about, because the 1 to 4 came with two house crests as magnets, and I presumed that 5 to 7 would come with the other two crests. Well, obviously, now that we know that there isn't a collector's edition for it, then I think it's safe to presume that there won't be the other two crests as magnets, and therefore I feel a little bit gypped out of the whole thing, if I'm being honest. The first one yet, to be quite honest with you, but I'm actually quite awful at completing games. I traded some games in today to get Skyrim, as it happens. Let's just go through the list that I traded in. So I traded in Mario and Luigi Partners in Time on the DS, Tekken 6, Siren Blood Curse, Batman Arkham Asylum, which I'd completed, Ghostbusters Far Cry 2, which was in the process of completing, and I couldn't stand trying to play it anymore, so I got rid of it. Trivial Pursuit, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Namco Museum, Virtual Arcade, Rainbow Six Vegas 2, which I've never played. I don't know why I bought it. I'm not really one of the strategic shooters. Dante's Inferno, Call of Duty World at War, Command & Conquer Red Alert 3, NBA Jam, Rainbow Six Vegas 1, and Sega Rally, because you know, now that Sega Rally Online Arcade's out, didn't really feel the need to have the original, and it's rock hard, and I just don't play it often enough, and when I do play it, I turn it off in a bit of a rage afterwards. Mr. Awesome saying, I wish there was a Sonic Generations Collector's Edition here. He's saying it's still the 12th. Well, obviously. You'll get there. You'll get to the 13th. I'm hearing that Rainbow Six Vegas 2 was awesome. Yeah, well, as I say, I'm not really too fond of the strategic shooter type thing. I did notice that the Pro 1137 said, you people are awesome, go Radio Sega. Yay! We're awesome. I'm awesome. Just me on my own at the minute. Whoop, 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 whoop. We're about ready for some music soon, aren't we? No. Still got one more track to go, and then we're going to get a music break on. And during that music break, we will actually run into hour 5. Well, we'll have completed hour 5, and we will be moving onwards to the 6th hour. And I think I might take this music break to just lay on the bed and stretch my legs a little bit, because I don't really have an awful lot of room to stretch my legs anyway, and I think a little sit down for a couple of minutes, or a little lay down for a couple of minutes, would not go amiss. As long as I don't close my eyes, because that could be dangerous, and you'd just be listening to nothing, wondering where I've gone, and I will have fallen asleep. That would not be good. Don't forget the challenge that has been set to you all. If you can get the fundraising amount to £750, You'll get half an hour of Hatsune Miku, including the exclusive first play of the Hatsune Miku remix of Live and Learn, which means that you're currently about, well, you're 570 pounds away. It could still be done. It could still be done in 24 hours. Or not quite 24 hours now. But it's still possible that the music does indeed turn up.
When was the last time we played? We played that part.
About time for the Sainsbury's ad jingle to turn up, according to Rory, who's sketching away like a beaver. It seems we've had like four drawings in the space of 4 hours. So that's not bad, is it? So yes, we've obviously still got. Oh god, what are we? 18 hours to go. No, 19 hours to go. Until you obviously can't. Actually, no, let's say 17 hours until this Hatsune Miku finishes, because the last hour of the day is obviously the final hour. So we're going to have no guests, and as a result, it does mean that we won't be able to play the Hatsune Miku bit, because that last hour is going to be where we draw the raffle prizes, and also where we reveal the final amount raised. So don't forget, obviously, to be eligible for the raffle, donate more than £5 and put a name in which is recognisable to me. So whether it's a forum name or real name, I know who you are. As long as you reach the £5 limit, then I am able to put you in the raffle. And at some point tomorrow, I'm going to get a massive sheet of paper and start scribbling names down, and also the names of prizes as well. Prizes include a Sonic shirt sized small, a Shadow plush, an A3 signed Werehog print as drawn by the main, or I don't know if you want to call her Mrs. Tiber, just to see if we can wind up. Tracker's donating a prize which I don't currently know. Fantasy Star Universe, the PS2 Japanese version, a Sonic montage poster, AAUK's Summer of Sonic 2010 franchise changing t-shirt, and also two Radio Sega t-shirts, one of them plain and one with your name on the back. From Daytona USA 2, it's time for our next music break, and I can do it.
RadioSega.net. 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music.
Sega!
I don't understand what's going on here.
Give me a break.
I didn't close my eyes or anything, it just kind of stretched my legs back. It made satisfying clicking noises as I stretched my knees. Quite sure if they should have done that, but never mind. Right, during that music break, we obviously announced the hour 5 total. We are sat at £180, if we're going to include gift and donations after that. We're on £211.75. So, KC is going now. Yeah. Well, good night, KC. It is 3:15 in the morning, so... Right, the music that we played during that music break, you had Night Flight from Outrun 2, Sneak Man from Jet Set Radio, and I Can Do It from Daytona, USA 2. Yes, Earthheart, of course, as some of you may have realised, is not on with me at the moment. He was meant to be on. Unfortunately, due to something that had come up, we were unable to actually get him on, so I'm sure at some point we will attempt. We'll attempt to get him on at some point during the rest of the segathon, but yes, obviously he was meant to be here from 2 till 4, and doing some sketches for charity and raising some money, and unfortunately he's not around at the moment. So, we will we'll have to see what's going on that front. You know, I can only apologise if you were tuning in to 2 o'clock in the morning to hear it, and obviously he's not around. Dragon Man still awake, Forever Sonic is asleep. Well, we can see who clearly is the one who wants to listen to the show and raise some help raise some money. We, as I say, we've raised £180, so that's not a bad little total to be sat on. And I'm sure as the day goes on, we're going to start making more money. We're in the as a friend of mine mentioned on MSN, we're in the unsociable hours now, where, you know, naturally it's going to be a bit difficult to get some money raised. Every little will help, will count during this little section. I'm actually looking around my room in vain, trying to find something to eat. All I can really seem to find is some Starburst. I don't really think I should be having like fruity sweets at this time of night, but at the same time, I don't think I've got any food in the bedroom, which is a shame. I literally have nothing else. No bags of crisps, no chocolate, just nothing that's going to really, you know, keep me from going really hungry. Which is not good. Not good at all. I need these Starburst, I think, if they're in date. That's something else I need to check. So much to do. I'm definitely having a chill out this week. I'm going to be getting some Skyrim on. I'm going to be sitting down, and I'm just going to be chilling the fuck out. There's no other way that I can say it other than I'm going to be chilling out, and nobody can stop me. Nobody at all. Someone who... Oh right, yeah, M20 requested Save This World Remix by Rumblebee, but I don't know if I've got that or not, so I can't really... play that. Everyone getting this, congratulations on the 180 quid. It is actually a very nice total, isn't it? It's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, I'm going to be honest here. This is kind of at the time of night where nobody's really going to hear it unless they download whatever you call it. I can't think of the name now. The podcast. So Sorry. I knew what I wanted to say. The word was just staying stuck in my throat and I couldn't say it. I ideally would have loved to have raised around £2,000 for children in need. I figured that was a nice total, and when you consider gift aid as well, I felt like you'd actually raise an awful lot. I don't think it's going to happen. It was me being, you know, overly realistic, like vastly realistic. Unrealistic, sorry, not vastly realistic, because obviously that's more likely to happen if it was realistic. It was me being over-optimistic, and I thought it would be pretty cool if we could do that. And you never know, we might still be able to do that. Casey's saying, wake up. I'm still awake, don't worry. My stomach's hurting, I do need some food. For those who didn't think I could jibber on for 24 hours, I've so far managed 5 1/4 hours. We started at 10 PM UK time, it is 3:18 AM. And I'm starting to feel it a little bit. You know what would be the most awful thing right now is if someone had a power cut. That would not be helpful. I don't think I could manage a power cut. So I hope there's a power cut. Yeep. I've got to put the clappers on it now saying that, haven't I? It's a bit dangerous. But, yes. I think the total's unrealistic. But, you never know. We have a fellow called Timothy Davis in the chat room, says he's been there under a different username. I don't recall. He's in the US, so good evening. Good evening to you. It's 9 PM in America, or 10:18 in New York City. Good time of night. It's getting to the point now where Australia should soon be waking up. So we've got to go get a skip for the Australians. But obviously, you know, that depends on how many are tuning in. So if you are in Australia and listening in to the Sega Fun, then why not mention us? You know, at Radio Sega on Twitter. Come and say hi. Let us know that you're listening in. Donate some money so you could possibly win a prize. All of these raffle prizes seem to be going worldwide. Don't forget, we're giving away 2 Radio Sega t-shirts, so you would only be the 2nd and 3rd people in the world to own one, obviously outside of me, because we've only had 1 purchase so far, and that was from Retro Bob. So, you know, you'd be part of a very elite club is what I'm saying, and one of them would even have your name on the back, whereas the other one is just a plain t-shirt. And of course, because the donations for the t-shirt has gone straight into Children in Need, that means that the cost of the t-shirt is coming straight out of my pocket. Which is fun. So yeah, we're giving away 2 t-shirts. Well, 3 t-shirts really, because we've got a franchise-changing t-shirt which was recently worn by Archangel UK at Summer of Sonic 2010. He's auctioning that off for us, or, you know, raffling it off, rather. And yeah, if you've been keeping up with Rory Raccoon's rather hilarious drawings over the course of the last 2 hours, it's only been on for 2 hours, that's really shocking, you know, I kind of, really, when I found that out. I believe at some point during the day we're going to be doing some sketches for Sega-thon, but we're not too sure how that's going to be happening just yet, so I couldn't possibly tell you anything more than that. OKC says, I'll support the cost of the shirt. Oh, that's all right then. That's cool. I didn't know whether, obviously you donated to Sega-thon, didn't know whether that was like including the cost of the shirt. So, you know, not having a go or anything, I was just a bit, obviously just not the profit. No. it has gone into the Cyberpunk. I don't really know, M20 has still needed money for my Radio Sega show. You might be lucky if you can get £5 together to get a donation in, you might get one for free. Or you might get one for a fiver. That's not bad, is it? £5. It's been suggested by I don't even know. Are these numbers individual or not? Pro 1137, you sound tired, go drink some Mountain Dew. I haven't got any Mountain Dew, I've got some Pepsi, but that is running slim. No, I can't really drink it while I'm talking either. I probably noticed by the fact that there's a donk on it. But yeah, you know, if you can scrabble some money together to get a donation in, then by all means, you know, you might get yourself a t-shirt for free. Looks like Urfart has actually appeared. We might be able to get him onto Skype for an hour. And that would heavily depend on whether Skype wants to work now. So what we'll do is we'll find out what's what's going on with that. So what we'll do is some caffeinated soap. Right, let's see how long I've got to the end of this track. 2 minutes. Well, you know what, these aren't chaptered anyway, and I'm sure people don't really want to listen to 2 minutes of me babbling on. I'm going to give you a 4-minute music break here, and I'm going to go see if I can get Skype to work so that we can have Urfart to come in for about an hour. So, if you bear with me a moment, hopefully we'll be back momentarily, and hopefully Skype will work without us sounding all dodgy-like. Okay, so the music that we had there was Virtua Fighter 4 and Metal Dream. That's what's playing at the moment. Yakuza of the End, otherwise known as Yakuza Dead Souls, if you're European or American when it comes out over here. I will change the tags for that by the time it actually gets uploaded to Radio Sega. At the minute, I've still got the Japanese name for it. That was Assailed from All Sides. Jun Sonoi and After the Adventure. Nice little bit of calming music to have at 3:36 a.m. And then Hang On and Hang On. I'm very happy to say that it looks like Skype's working again. And for this next section, for my next guest, we're not actually going to have any music on because it's going to be a bit easier for you to hear him. We actually do have Earthheart with us, so good morning.
Hi there.
Hello. Obviously, the reason we've got no music is because he's in a house of people as well, and being quiet is very much a priority everywhere, it seems, in the UK. So,
It's kind of useful. It's one of those things that, how do you say it? People would be rather annoyed if I didn't, really. Mind you, it's...
So,
doesn't work the other way around. When they've got band practice at like 3 o'clock in the morning, doesn't matter what I feel.
Well, there you go.
The guy who sleeps next door, who I'm more concerned about, isn't in the band, so... Yeah, try and give him some rest. But yes, anyway, hello.
Hello. Just,
Go on, sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I was having a gander, just confirming that, that obviously we were just checking one of the donations had indeed gone through, and it looks like it has done. So.
Is it that, slightly massive one?
Yes, the slightly massive one. I do have to, I give credit where credit's dueing. Where credit's due, rather, and Voice, who's currently in the Radio Sega chat room, has just donated a very princely sum of £50 to the total. We're not doing anything in the way of willy waving or anything, but that is by far the greatest, the biggest total that we've had. Although you didn't gift aid it, which is a bit of a shame, because the government would have taken quite a bit on that. Never mind. Well, yeah, I suppose if you're not English, it doesn't give you the option. I can't really remember what whether it gives you the option if you're not in England or not.
Be a British taxpayer for if they be able to be added.
Possibly.
That is the condition because it comes out of basically the government go. Ah, right, so let's not add tax to this. And so it basically means they get so much extra.
Yeah. So, you're going to be doing some sketches for us, I believe, at some point.
Yes, although I'm going to wait till it's not an ungodly hour in the morning and hopefully I can get some kind of focus, although I hear that Mr. Rory Raccoon has been doing a much better job in my absence, although I don't know. I don't know if he just does sketches or personalised ones or what.
No. He's just drawing random random pictures. Actually, they've been quite funny, but they're not actually raising money. It's more raising awareness, I think, more than anything else.
Probably a bit through people who watch his stream, so. Probably don't normally listen to Radio Sega.
No, I think this is the first time he's listening into Radio Sega, so it's good. It's nice to see some of the SSR people just wandering over to have a listen in.
As I said to you during the break, what I'll probably do is I'll set it up, and if you wish to, have quick sketch done for you, obviously I'll need a reference of whatever character you want me to draw or whatever, but we'll call it £2. Do you think that sounds fair?
Yeah, I think that sounds fair for like a little sketch. It's not it's not too much, not too little. It'll be nice.
Basically all you have to do then is donate another £2 onto the Just Giving page with obviously your name, so preferably the same username you'll be on either the SSR, sorry, the Sega Radio Sega chat room. I will be setting up a live stream for it though, so you'll be able to actually watch it being sketched while you wait and while you listen to Radio Sega. But yes, donate £2 and just kind of make sure there's a comment on there that says, you know, sketch commission or something. I don't know. Something to know that I know that you've paid. And I can check the Just Giving page to know that you've paid. And yes, I will draw you a quick sketch. Just don't do it until I actually am setting up the thing. So, but we'll probably—I think we said we're probably going for about 12 o'clock lunchtime tomorrow onwards.
That sounds about fair, really. And then obviously I can announce it before I have to shoot off, and then we can, you know, keep an eye on things and see what goes on. So no, that's cool. We'll get ourselves some. You could be able to get yourself a commissioned sketch of whatever you'd like, pretty much, I imagine, within reason.
Well, it'll probably be a little character sketch. We're only planning on doing little fairly cutesy things. Nothing, you know, they're not going to be full dressed up and...
No, I imagine not.
Considering that the whole point is going to get £2 worth of... £2, I'd say no more than 3/4 of an hour to an hour I probably won't spend on the thing. But you'll be able to watch it drawn in front of you, so if there's any problems and stuff, you can always ask. Should it be changed?
Sounds cool. It'd be interesting to see how many people go for that, because we've had, obviously, all donations over a fiver have been entered into a... We're entering them into a raffle.
Well, don't bother putting me in a raffle. I haven't got space for stuff anymore, so...
Well, it doesn't really matter, really. I'll put you in anyway, because there's stuff like T-shirts. There's always room for T-shirts.
For some reason you draw my name drawn up, and I'm not that bothered. I'm not in it for the prizes. But yes, that's actually... It'd be useful if people have questions for me. This would assume that IRC client starts working, of course.
Yeah.
This was so long that my name has been unregistered.
You'll have a minute to re-register it, then, otherwise you'll become guest number whatever.
Yeah, probably will be now. I really don't care.
I'm actually surprised it's still dark outside. I found that a bit surprising. I thought it'd be getting lighter by now.
No, I get up at about 7 and it's still dark, so... It's like about 7:38-ish, and then goes dark at about 3:34-ish.
Brilliant. I have to try and make the most of the daytime then, when possible.
It was a beautiful day today, and I pretty much didn't step outside.
Yeah, it wasn't really here though. It was quite dark up, quite dull up here. So.
No, it's beautiful and sunny and shiny up here. Freezing hell, but. Slightly oxymoronic. Hell doesn't freeze.
Well, apparently it does. If you've read Dante's Inferno, it's all like the 9 circles of hell, and then it's frozen at the bottom. So, classical fiction. Classic.
Or I'll get a girlfriend when hell freezes over.
Well, you never know. You know, we've got people all around the world listening to this. There might be somebody willing to take it on. Just tell people that you're an artist, and they'll swoon.
And yes. Questions to try and keep you awake. That was my main coming
I'm not doing a bad job at the moment of staying awake. I'm, as I say, you know, we're getting close to 6 hours, so.
Strong.
I've just been asked, are you enjoying this? Oh, very much so. Let's respond to that.
No one put it past you, to be honest. You usually enjoy these kind of events, don't you? Mind you, how many 24-hour streams have you actually done?
None. This is the first one. First time I've actually... I mean, obviously, I did an hour on Project 24 last year, but that was an hour, and I didn't stay up to listen to it all. So this is the first time that I've kind of just decided to sit down and go, right, let's do 24 hours solo. Then we'll know what it's like.
I've done various things in the past. One of the things I did while I was still in school was people wanted... A group of people wanted to do a 24-hour, all-night-long... movie showcase thing, and unfortunately that involved basically me having to stay up the entire time because I was the only student that actually lived in the school that was also a member of the theatre crew and hence had the knowledge to use all the equipment, so I kind of got roped into that, but that was fun. I don't think I stayed awake the entire time though. I do believe that I fell asleep during one particular movie and then got woken up at the end going, we don't have any idea how to use the DVD player up here. If I'm not surprised, I've got the bloody key to open the thing and that's why I locked it before I went to sleep.
Yeah, no, I'm going to try and do this without sleep, and then as soon as it's finished, I'm just going straight to bed. So it'd be quite an early night going to sleep at 10 o'clock, but I'm going to need to try and get some kit back.
So. To be honest. I know I've needed it in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll just collapse, I think. I'll just be like, I'm done now. Time for Gav to go to sleep.
Well, you need help if you want to whack you a sledgehammer.
Just discussing something that Freya has written on Facebook. She's like, if she barricaded herself in the top floor of her work building, how long would she last in a zombie apocalypse? I generally don't think that being on the top floor of any building in a zombie apocalypse is a good idea. To be fair.
I just kind of need to wade through, you know. My plan for zombie apocalypse is get my sword, get a shotgun. Yeah, I'm pretty much sorted. And, you know, it helps the fact that I'm already, you know, half dead as it is, so probably the zombies will just go, fuck that. Yeah. The lack of a brain will probably help as well.
Not sure, munch on.
Lack of heart will do for me, though.
Yes. Right. I'm thinking we should probably take just a little bit of time out for the moment for some music. I've got a couple of tracks queued up just to kind of break up the silence and the chit chat. So we will start off with Victory Goal 97 because, you know, when doing a kind of show like this, I think Victory Goal's quite a good song to choose actually. So there we go. We'll go with it. Then we've just got another couple of tracks to play after that, during which point we will hit 6 hours on the stream, and that means that I've got a third podcast that I need to zip up, although I'm going to stop dropboxing them because I don't think it's doing my bandwidth any favours. So we will be back shortly.
Yeah.
sorry for that little dodgy bit of double sound there. I just wondered why one of the tracks wasn't playing. Never mind, we'll queue a separate one up instead.